Ofer Harnoy and Mike Harriott are here. Ofer Harnoy, a five-time Juno Award winner and a member of the Order of Canada for her years as a celebrated concert cellist on the world's great stages and as a recording artist. Mike Harriott, one of Canada's most sought-after trumpet players. He's appeared on numerous award-winning projects that have included Grammy and Emmy Awards. The married couple make Newfoundland home these days and have released three diverse recordings over the last 5 years, including Back to Bach and On the Rock, both of which landed on the New Classical FM Top 20 album charts. On the Rock won the Music Newfoundland Awards for Classical Artist of the Year and Global Music Artist of the Year. For the latest project, Ofer and Mike look to their joint love of opera and musical theater, orchestral music put through the theatrical lens. The new album Portrait offers selections from Gershwin, Delibes, Bizet, Tchaikovsky, Bernstein, and others, the pieces you will know, the arrangements so specific to their sound. The recording process used the latest high-definition surround sound technology. Visiting us from The Rock here in Toronto, we are so thrilled to welcome back Ofer Harnoy and Mike Harriott to the program. Great to see you both.
Great to see you, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about the two of you together in a studio. You must have learned so much just arranging these instruments together. And has it felt progressive to where you started to where you are now with the putting out these last three records?
Well, I mean, in the beginning, just over 5 years ago, we first discovered what the cello and trumpet sound like together,
right,
which was an instant magic. And also, as musicians, we found that we had a very common way of performing and breathing and interpreting, which was, you know, happens only a few times in a lifetime.
Right.
So we started with that, and strangely enough, one of the first pieces that we played together for fun about 5 years ago was the Gershwin Summertime.
Beautiful piece of music every time.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, since then, we've gone into the studio for Back to Bach, and that was my first time ever experiencing this idea of multi-tracking.
And I remember you were talking about that idea where you could be you five, six, seven, eight times in a row.
Yes, and also experiment with, which kind of happened because we wanted to do one of the pieces on the Back to Bach with the harpsichord, but the harpsichord was a disaster because the harpsichord we brought it to our house.
I can't imagine. It's like bringing an elephant to your house. Yeah.
And Mike was frantically, because his father, I guess, taught him how to work with harpsichords. He was frantically trying to fix it, and we were leaving on tour in 3 days, and I suddenly said, you know what? This is not going to work out. Why don't I do a string quartet with me playing all the parts to accompany myself on the Corelli Sonata?
Wow.
And that was the first time I tried to do violins, violas, cellos, everything on the cello. Within the Back to Bach and then the On the Rock and now with Portrait, we really experimented more with this type of thing. So on this album, we have everything from the intimate combination of just the two of us playing cello and flugelhorn or trumpet to doing full orchestral arrangements.
I would imagine as a married couple, too, you can cut through some of that formal red tape that you might have in other situations.
You mean we show up in the studio in our pajamas?
That's what I'm talking about. Well, there's kind of, you know, there is a shorthand there that only the two of you have. And it's different than working with, a bunch of other musicians who you might be working with in the past. So there's kind of a unique situation there.
Well, there has been a real learning curve from the first time that we stepped into the studio together. And of course, I was terrified because I'm all of a sudden the guy responsible for recording Ofer Harnoy and making your cello sound good. But we make a point of ensuring that we leave our ego outside the studio when we go in. Everything is about just the music. That's what gets our complete and undivided attention, whether it's from the point of writing arrangements right to the editing of an album.
I would imagine arrangements, too. You start with an idea, but there's probably some adjustment that goes on once you're in there and you're actually hearing how it's all coming together.
Yeah, the adjustment comes from when I read something for Ofer to play the violin parts on the cello and it looks like she's reaching down so far she could be tying her shoelaces. Right. She says, I'm not playing this. So that's where the adjustment starts. And then I say, just give it a shot. And then she does, and then it sounds great, and then we carry on.
This isn't a yoga class.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get this together. All right. Ofer, I have to ask, I mean, you've been playing with these big orchestras and chamber ensembles your whole career. And what comes to mind when you think about that early part of your career compared to what you're doing this last three records? I mean, it feels like two different worlds in a lot of ways.
Well, in many ways, I mean, I've evolved, life has evolved, the music scene has evolved, and I think what we're doing now just gives us a lot of pleasure. I mean, we both enjoy having complete control over what we're doing.
Sure, pretty special. If you're just joining us, celebrated musician, cellist Ofer Harnoy, horn player and producer Mike Harriott, the couple with us visiting from Newfoundland here in Toronto to preview the new album Portrait. It is available for streaming, download. So let's talk about this record and what you actually started with here and what you decided you wanted to do. You have Back to Bach, On the Rock, and then Portrait. And so it's this mix of musical theater or opera arrangements, theater on stage. So what were you thinking when you first put your brains together and thought, okay, what's the next project going to be?
Well, I think most of these songs are songs that we both grew up with and loved and hum while we're, you know, in the shower or cooking. And we just came up with a list of our favorites. And it's a very, very long list. So then we had to kind of look at it and think what would be a nice balance of both, you know, the intimate, just the two of us together, and the big sound of the orchestra, and a nice balance between something lighter, more jazz-like, and then the kind of hardcore operatic favorites. And we came up with this selection. I think it works out really well.
And I like that you get to touch on, like you say, the jazz world, the classical world for sure. But really, it's about, when we think about this music, this is about people performing on stage. And so you're sort of taking your love of that and putting it together.
Absolutely. And there's the great thing about this technology, the surround sound, the Dolby Atmos technology, is that you've got 11 points of music around the room that you can use when you're mixing. So we mix at Ron Searle's studio here in town, and he's got all these speakers around so we can place things exactly where we want. You can actually hear where that placement is. We were able to approach it in a way that, okay, so the cello in this one is at the center of the stage and the orchestra is down in the pit.
Was this your first chance being able to use that tech for one of these projects?
Yes, it was for one of our own albums. It was.
Because we see this Atmos as, you know, I see it a lot of Deutsche Grammophon recordings. They'll say available with this Atmos sound.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are still figuring out what exactly it is. And
well,
it's exciting.
It turns out that people actually do like to hear music in high quality and high definition, so it makes all the difference.
It's amazing because, I mean, I'm not a techie person,
sure.
and I hear what we produce in the studio, which sounds great, and then we hand it over to Ron Searles, and when I close my eyes, I can actually feel that the violin is to my left or the trumpet is to my right and how close they are, and it's magic.
Really does bring it to life.
Really does, yeah.
I love it. And the H&H Studio Orchestra, what is the H&H Studio
the
Orchestra?
The H&H Studio Orchestra is Harnoy and Harriott, so... I have in our recording studio at home enough brass tubing to probably do the plumbing for a small condo development.
It.
And so I record all the trumpets and flugelhorns and French horns, trombones and whatnot. And with mutes and different combinations of those instruments, you can create a lot of different colors. So for our orchestral stuff, we're really able to generate a kind of a wide palette of sounds. Ofra plays all the violin, all the viola, and all the cello parts on the cello. Some of the tracks, I think Make Our Garden Grow probably has the biggest orchestra with about, I think it's about 113.
Oh my goodness.
Different tracks that are
a lot of time in the studio.
Sure sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a 9-to-5 right there.
It is. Yeah. But we wanted to generate a really big orchestra sound. So we kept on, okay, let's do another first one. Let's do another one. Let's do another.
Right.
We're not duplicating each violin that we record. We're actually recording each one.
I was going to ask.
Yeah. No, actually recording each one separately so that it does sound, because, you know, when you have a string section, they're not exactly.
No. You need that,
precisely
that
together.
Little bit
yeah.
of difference, right,
yeah.
to create
yeah.
that
yeah.
actual sound. All right, let's listen to a moment. All right, there are the H&H Studio Orchestra and Performance, and Harriott and Harnoy here. It is time for 5 questions. When we have two people as talented as this in our studio, we always take a little time. Ofra Harnoy, Mike Harriott here. Your favorite opera?
Wow, I have a hard time with the word favorites because
yep.
I'm one of these people that when I'm listening to something at the time, there's so many amazing works of music. So I'm going to pass that to you, Mike.
Oh, great. Thank you. I've actually always been partial to the Elixir of Love, and one of the songs from that is on this album as well.
Una furtiva, yeah,
I
right.
The furtive tear. So you got
we've been playing it, so maybe we'll play.
Yeah,
that
so you
on
got
the
con
here.
Man yeah. comes into the town and tries to sell people this snake oil, and makes them think it's a love potion. And
sounds like opera to me.
It does. It's perfect opera, right? But I've always thought that was kind of a neat story, you know.
Ofra, maybe you talked about this already, but I'll ask you about your favorite musical theater piece. Maybe it is Summertime from Gershwin. I don't know.
I've always been partial to Gershwin, yeah. But yeah, you're right.
Beautiful Gershwin.
Yeah.
Play it every day if we could. The idea of floating around for album four.
Album four for me is actually being mastered this week. And I can't tell you what it is, but it will be out on Sony at some point.
Can't give us any kind of hint about what it's where.
No, I can tell you one thing.
Okay.
It has some cello on it.
Mike Harriott, well done. He's here all week.
try the veal.
The place you're willing to drive to in Newfoundland that is so great, the effort is totally worth it.
Oh, that's easy.
Grossmorne.
Grossmorne.
Isn't it something?
Yeah, we've done a few trips there, both for hiking and for performing during COVID when we did an arts and cultures tour. Yeah. It is like going to another planet.
It is astounding. I mean, the commercials don't lie about that.
It's really
special.
Isn't that
something?
Yeah.
And the thing you've learned about the other person now that you've spent three albums worth in the studio together.
Well, we have discovered that we love doing everything together.
Together,
I mean, our new alone is being together. I don't know if that makes sense.
That's very sweet. Well, that's very nice.
True,
yeah,
though.
We actually do. We have a very disciplined life where, so we can make time for work, but we actually also have a lot of self-care things that we do. But we do everything together. We get up, we work out, we cook an elaborate vegan breakfast. Yeah. We work in the studio together. We go for a hike, and we're just happy together.
I didn't have a vegan question, but now I know what the answer would have been. So that's great. Ofra Harnoy, Mike Harriott, just a real pleasure. Congrats on the third effort.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Great to be with you both. A Portrait available now from Ofra Harnoy, the cellist, Mike Harriott, of course, on horns, and the producer and arranger here. Download streaming on CD and LP a little later this year, and let's listen. This is Portrait.